Fish and Game says the amount of harvestable king crab is once again well below the 200,000-pound minimum threshold required to open the fishery. The department says the biomass of a mature male crab has been declining since 2001 and is at its lowest level in two decades. Adam Messmer, assistant management biologist for the shellfish program, says of the areas that the department surveys, crab stocks in five of those areas were classified as poor, three were below average, and one was classified as moderate.
That's pretty consistent with past years. Nothing is looking overly exciting at this point.
The last time the fishery was open in 2005, 58 permit holders landed 210,000 pounds of crab worth $1.1 million on the docks. Julianne Curry is director of Petersburg Vessel Owners Association.
Each year that it doesn't open, it's a pretty devastating blow to the fleet. We have a large portion of the Red King crab permit holders right here in Petersburg. So that's all dollars that aren't coming back to the city.
When the fishery has opened, it's been a late-season boost for local industry. Icicle Seafood's Petersburg fleet manager, Randy Lantine, says the markets are strong for what he calls a premium crab.
Our crab especially tend to be larger. We can have crab up to 10 pounds, which is a tremendous Red King crab. And, you know, there's been more markets developed in the live market area, so you know, a lot of this Red King crab would be sold live, and similar to the Golden King crab in February that we harvest, more and more of that is going to live, which is commanding better prices at the market.
Fish and Game comes up with its estimate of the amount of harvestable crab based on annual summertime surveys in nine areas of the central and northern panhandle. It also uses past year's survey information and commercial catch data from the years the fishery has opened. Crabbers have challenged the method the department uses for its annual summertime survey, and that's led to a change in the way the department deploys its survey crab pots. In general, crabbers say there are more Red King crab in the water than the department estimates. However, fleet members have been heartened by a new survey project underway. It's a joint effort involving Fish and Game and permit holders catching and tagging crab and then re-catching the crab a second time. The department's Messmer says the study should provide information on crab stock estimates and crab movement.
Yeah, it'll definitely give us a better idea of how our survey is doing, you know, comparatively. We kind of added on a little bit to that survey where what we were tagging them with was zip ties, and we bought a bunch of numbered zip ties, and we're going to be recording those where we put them, so we're going to get a little bit of migration data, too, so we'll be able to see how far these things are moving.
The effort started out as a pilot study last year and looked at two other possible methods for estimating crab stocks based on catches in Lynn Canal's St. James Bay north of Juneau. A state appropriation this year, along with a grant from the North Pacific Research Board, has allowed crabbers and the department to expand that study to other areas usually surveyed. A permit holder and department employees are catching and marking crab in 2 to 3 locations this year, with more planned for next year. The information will be used to test Fish and Game's crab stock estimations. Icicle's Lantine says one complaint about the department's survey is about its timing missing the traditional times when crab are on the bite or easier to catch.
Fish and Game does their survey in the summertime, so, you know, guys feel that may not be representative of what is out there, what they're catching in the summertime, and a more traditional time would be in December and maybe in November. But, you know, with this survey we have now, starting in October, we're going to take a whack and see what we can catch, and then mark, and then we'll come back to the area again, and the way this is laying out, it'll be close to November, and maybe we'll see some increased numbers.
Lantine says the collaboration between industry and state fishery managers is a great step. And the PVOA's Curry says for the most part, the association's members are excited about the collaborative effort on studying survey methods.
So they've been trying to work really hard with the department to try and work on surveys and sampling design, and we're looking forward to finding out what information comes from that, so hopefully we can get the Red King crab fishery back open.
The Red King crab fishery has only opened 4 out of the last 10 years. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.